This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I had a conversation while I was in Washington last week with a guy by the name of Stu Trevelyan. He runs a company called NGP Van, which provides voter data services to Democratic and progressive candidates and causes. There are at least two sides to every political coin, though, so we called a guy by the name of Jim Gilliam to see if he would be interested in talking. He's the founder and CEO of a company called Nation Builder, which, although it's a nonpartisan firm, does do work with Republican candidates, Rick Santorum and Donald Trump among them. Jim, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What is it that Nation Builder does exactly?
So Nation Builder is more of a mission than it is a company. Humanity has so many problems we have to fix, right? And the world is changing so rapidly. And so at the very moment when we need more leaders than ever, we have this basically a historic crisis of leadership. Like Congress doesn't work. You know, just you can evidence the presidential campaigns are a bit of a disaster. And so our mission is to go and find more leaders, create more leaders. And so we provide a variety of software products that help sort of break down all of the barriers that get in the way of someone becoming a leader.
You are not a data and numbers guy. You started as a documentary filmmaker, right?
I started as an internet geek. I'm a big hardcore internet geek, and I am. I got really involved in documentaries because I saw stories as a way to change the culture, and I was really upset about the lead up to the Iraq War and whatnot in the early 2000s. Yeah.
And then, how do you come from documentary films to services like yours and the political arena?
So what I learned in making the documentaries was a lot about political organizing. We kind of hacked the concepts of like volunteers hosting screenings as a way to get the word out about films that like the traditional media like wasn't covering.
Yeah.
So I was really inspired by things like the Howard Dean movement early on, folks like that. And I was like, hey, you know, Move On. I was really involved with Move On early on in the 2003 time period. As you know, Obama became elected, and I sort of started to think about what was really next. I started to play with the ideas of what would it be like to bring democracy to democracy itself.
You are speaking in very noble terms, and yet the political environment that we exist in today specifically is very down and dirty. Does that trouble you at all?
I think we're seeing like a massive evaporation of power, where because so many more people can be involved and like have a say, that we're in a phase of chaos. It's playing out just spectacularly in the presidential campaign right now. The people that are like at the top of the polls and that are winning the elections were people that no one thought would ever have a chance, even 6 months ago. Right? That is an unbelievable transition, right, for this country to go through. And it is not going to be pretty, but it is like essential to our future.
Is it a business opportunity for you?
This is one of the greatest opportunities of all time, right, to find and create more leaders to, like, at the very moment when all of power is, like, evaporating before our eyes, be like, hey, you know what? We can throw our hands up in the air and we can be like, this is a complete disaster. What are we going to do? We're totally screwed. Or you can say, you know what? I can get involved. I can actually make something happen. I can go beyond just voting. I can run for office, or I can find the 50 or 1,000 or a million other people who care about this thing, and I can just go and make it happen.
Okay, so you're a guy who, based on his past history that you just described with Move On and Howard Dean, seems to be leaning toward the more progressive side of the political spectrum, at least on a personal basis. And yet here you have Donald Trump using your services. How would you feel personally if Donald Trump is elected?
I disagree with pretty much all of our customers. That's the whole point. That's what makes democracy great.
But you're just selling them to them. It's a business.
It's a mission to make democracy great again.
Jim Gilliam, Nation Builder is the name of the company. Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.